plastic and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clydesdale and we're making it like young.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
No sertão da minha terra, fazenda é o camarada que ao chão se deu. Fez a obrigação com força, parece até que tudo aquilo ali é seu. Só poder sentar no morro e ver tudo verdinho, lindo a crescer. Orgulhoso camarada de viola em vez de enxada. De branco e do preto, correndo pela estrada atrás de passarinho, pela plantação adentro, crescendo os dois meninos, sempre pequeninos. Peixe bom lá no riacho, de água tão limpinha, lá pro fundo ver. Orgulhoso camarada, conta histórias pra moçada. Filho do senhor, vai embora, tempo de estudo na cidade grande. Parte, tem os olhos tristes, deixando o companheiro na estação distante. Não me esqueça, amigo, eu vou voltar. Só me longe o trenzinho, ao Deus dará. Quando volta já é outro, trouxe até sim a mocinha para apresentar. Linda como a luz da lua, que em lugar nenhum rebrilha como lá. Já tem nome de doutor, e agora na fazenda é quem vai mandar. E seu velho camarada já não brinca mais, trabalha.
Good evening and welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. For this show here on Good Friday in 2013, we're going to go all Brazilian once again, and Alexandre Klinke is back on the air. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be back to your show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure, Alexandre. It's fantastic to have you on again to share this wonderful Brazilian music we love. Great news. You've got your second album completed now.
Exactly.
So you brought your guitar, and so we'll be able to play a couple cuts from the album, as well as you're going to do that live, as well as Marcos Valle and Arthur Varacaila. You're going to cover those artists. So that's pretty fantastic. We started there on African Rhythms with Elisa Gina. And those songs are pretty special. The first one, that was Milton Nascimento's song, Morro Velho. Is that what it's called?
Morro Velho.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the old mountain.
The Old Mountain. Oh, yeah. Interesting. And the second song there, you're saying, I'd heard that it was quite an anthem in Brazil. So that's a song Brazilians would know.
Yeah, Canção da América is a really, really big song there. It's a super famous song, also by Milton Nascimento. Those two songs, it was a really great beginning of the show, because I think those are really special songs, especially sang by Elisa Gina.
Of course, as always, give a shout out to our international listeners out there. And yes, indeed, as we've done, and as is our tradition, to host Brazilian shows, not just in English, but in the native Brazilian tongue in Portuguese.
É isso mesmo. Então, eu queria dizer alô para todo mundo que está ouvindo do Brasil pelo site, para minha família, meus amigos que estiverem ouvindo, também para a comunidade de Vancouver, de brasileiros em Vancouver que estiverem ouvindo a CITR. E é um abraço para todo mundo.
I just wanted to say, Alexandre, I know when we come back we'll have to talk a little bit more, but I brought a special track for you, and this is National Kid from Joyce, which I believe may have been her first album back in Brazil.
Cool, yeah, that's great.
Fantastic. All right, well, I'm David Love Jones, that's Alexandre Klinke, and you're listening to the All Brazil Special right here on African Rhythms.
Macho, brigador e cabreiro, rapaz brasileiro. Por isso vejam sua história completa no Rio de Janeiro. E a sua identidade secreta é brasileiro.
Mulher minha, não mexe com essas coisas não. Tem que aprender a obedecer o seu patrão, que é um rapaz brasileiro, é brasileiro.
Que é filho do calor, do tempero, do santo guerreiro.
Vejam sua história completa no Rio de Janeiro.
A sua identidade secreta é brasileiro.
Mulher minha, não mexe com essas coisas não. Tem que aprender a obedecer o seu patrão,
que é um rapaz brasileiro, é brasileiro. Filho do calor, do tempero, do santo guerreiro.
Vejam sua história completa no Brasil inteiro. Identidade secreta é brasileiro.
Bada bada tipado 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 mudava do bem, mas tipado mudava tipado mudava do bem, tipado 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 bada bada bada. Bada 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 tipado tipado bada bem, mas tipado mudava tipado mudava do bem, mas tipado 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 bada bada. Bada bada tipado 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 mudava do bem, mas tipado mudava do bem, tipado 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 bada bada bada. Bada 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 tipado tipado bada bem.
Thank you.
What a killer, killer track. Animazotti, backing band Azimuth. That would be from the 70s, mid-70s. Just an incredible Rodomundo, incredible track. And before that, Joyce. Just two incredible Brazilian female singers that maybe... Yeah, I mean, you say people in Brazil are getting to know Joyce better now?
Well, Joyce is actually fairly well known. I'm not sure if she got famous, she started to get famous in outside of Brazil and then
absolutely,
picked
yeah.
up there, but she has like a big following there. I mean, she's not as big as Elis Regina, for example, but
of course.
She's definitely she's definitely big and she plays a lot of shows there.
Oh, so she does play back in, even though she doesn't live there. Yeah, I mean, she's made a lot of records on Verve and she's flirted with jazz and yeah, I mean, she's massive in, say, Japan, Europe, and England and has been over the years and clearly that's where she got known. But I mean, if you would ask your average Brazilian, they probably maybe they wouldn't know her obviously as well, and the same with maybe would be with Tania Maria. But I mean, Anna yeah. Mazzotti, that last vocalist, yeah, I mean,
she's
completely
really obscure.
Unknown.
Yeah,
yeah, no, but perhaps she passed, I'm not sure. But with Joyce, that track, National Kid, is that a bit of an anthem itself? Are you familiar with that song?
Well, I'm familiar with that song, but
I know it's huge in, like, England. Like, you know, they flip out when she does that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's an anthem song like the Milton Nascimento songs yeah. we were listening, but it's definitely one of her most famous tracks.
Yeah, I noticed she's talking about Rio de Janeiro in the track and the stuff like this. So, yeah, it's I don't know all the lyrics, but I don't know. It's got a very sort of magical feel about it.
Yeah, you know? There's a good good samba feeling. I mean, Tucci Moreno on the drums, her husband. This
oh,
guy
right.
is just an amazing fan. Phenomenal drummer. So like the yeah. remix session, she always picks like really good musicians to play with her. She
yeah, I saw her live in Vancouver at the Jazz Fest a couple of years ago, and I was completely blown away.
I had a chance to see her a couple of times in São Paulo, and the shows are always great, always good musicians. She is a really great performer.
Yeah, we're doing all Brazilian special here on African Rhythms on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, and CITR.ca. Of course, you can podcast later or tune in live right there. But yeah, we're just concentrating for a moment before we get into your performing and some other things. But we're concentrating for a moment on some Brazilian women. We started with Elis Regina, Joyce, Anna Mazzotti, backed by Azimuth. Who, as we were saying before we went on, they're like the backing band of so much before, I guess what happened is they moved to America when they started to have some success in the fusion jazz funk scene.
Yeah.
But, you know, just like Motown had its backing band, Brazil, it seemed to be Azimuth.
You know. Yeah, they're pretty amazing band. And it's like they're so good that you can tell that they didn't just stay in the shadows like in the shadows of Motown players, right? They
yeah.
actually made it out. And
yeah, them and Joey Donato and people like that coming to America. But, you know, we'll get into more of that later. But here is song is one of his most famous songs, Tudo.
Tudo que você podia ser. This song is amazing. Like, it's one of the tracks on Clube da Esquina, which is this super big album by Milton Nascimento.
One of the biggest ever Brazilian
exactly.
albums.
I really yeah. love this song. And it's cool, like, to hear this version by Simone is not very, very known. So I'm actually curious to hear that one.
Right.
A lot of songs by Lo Borges and Márcio Borges, in this case of this song, were sang by Milton Nascimento, to the point that you don't even know which song is composed by whom, because they were all, like, hanging out and
so
playing
music
together.
So you think that Milton may have had something to do with that song, then?
I think so. Yeah. They were probably jamming.
It makes sense because it sure sounds like it.
I know. Like, yeah. The whole thing with Clube da Esquina, it means like the corners club, right? That
yeah.
was the place that they were meeting to hang out and jam. And I think most of those songs were born in those jams. So
wow.
You can hear some of Milton there. I mean,
yeah.
It's you totally would think that is a Milton Nascimento song, right?
Sure. We're listening to African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. Special guest Alexandre. We'll be right back.
Depois você queria ser o grande herói das estradas, tudo que você queria ser. Música.
bota e no anel de Zapata tudo que você devia ser. Sem medo. Não se lembra mais de mim. Você não quis deixar que eu falasse de tudo, tudo que você podia ser. Ainda pensei, é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser ou nada, não importa, não faz mal. Você ainda pensei, é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser ou nada.
A gente ouviu a faixa Tudo que você Podia Ser com a Simone, uma música de Lô Borges e Márcio Borges, que é muito famosa na voz de Milton Nascimento. É, depois a gente ouviu o Tim Maia cantando Idade, uma faixa muito, muito boa. A gente vai ouvir um pouco mais de Tim Maia agora, e se você está escutando isso do Brasil, você está vendo isso no site citr.ca. Pessoal do Brasil aqui em Vancouver, 101.9, o programa é Ritmos Africanos. E nós estamos em Vancouver, um dia de sol bonito. Vamos ouvir mais Tim Maia. So that's 101.9 FM CITR.
incredible, a couple of tracks from Tim Maia. And what can you say? I mean, well, I guess we started Simone with Tim Maia, and I guess the story is, I mean, before he made all these self-titled albums in the early to mid to late 70s, he did spend some time, a short time in America. The soul music seems to have rubbed off on him. And there's a couple of contrasts there, like the first song, Idaji, is that what it's called?
Idaji, yeah.
Yeah, Idaji. Yeah, that seems to definitely have a psychedelic rock kind of influence going on there, a little bit of guitar and stuff. And then the second song, much more a pulsating, funky, smooth soul kind of track. But fantastic tracks. Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, that one, the last song there.
Hell Confesso.
Yeah, yes, it's fairly famous Tim Maia song, I would imagine.
I mean, Tim Maia, like, he just had so many songs playing in the radio at some point.
He got quite big.
Oh, yeah. He was super big, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard it. I haven't met a Brazilian that didn't know him yet.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, obviously, El Sugino, the same kind of thing. I mean, Tim Maia is definitely one of the big people.
Totally.
Even though, of course, he's passed. Unfortunately, a lot of tragedy, just like El Sugino, with drugs and relationships.
Yeah, he was a pretty crazy guy. I think the only time he was sober in his life, it was when he was recording the Racional, and then he became like kind of almost like a priest, and then he came back to full on drugs and alcohol.
Is that a religious cult or alcohol and drugs?
Yeah, exactly. No in between.
Well, it's Good Friday, so we should try to stay respectful here. Right. Yeah, awesome. All right, well, listen, it's Good Friday, folks. African Rhythms, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Next, we're going to listen to an album from a great artist, Javan Nerici. Is that the name of the song?
Nerici. Yeah, it's a name.
It's great to have all the pronunciations correct. You know? I think a Brazilian show, you really have to do with a Brazilian to fully make it happen. Yeah, so, you know, it's great to have you here. Alexandre Klinke, he's going to be warming up his guitar in a sec here. He's going to be playing live for us. After the Javan, we're going to listen to something from his album. In fact, Javan, I'm shocked, but he has four albums before this album. Fantastic record. We're going to check this out next here on African Rhythms.
Merece quando o mar levou, teria sido de traição. Será que na maré de hoje ela virá rainha do mar? Merece quando o mar levou, teria sido de traição. Será que na maré de hoje ela virá rainha do mar? Merece quando o mar levou, teria sido de traição. Será que na maré de hoje ela virá rainha do mar? Merece quando o mar levou, teria sido de traição. Será que na maré de hoje ela virá rainha do mar? Além de todos, além, além do além mar, merece além. Além de todos, além, além do além mar, merece além do azul estar.
internationally, this is the only album I ever hear anybody play, but I'd be curious to hear some of his earlier stuff now.
Yeah, he has like pretty good samba tunes, like especially in his early...
He's the next generation, I guess,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, listen, let's drop into this Bebeto. Of course, he's from Tamba Trio, and this is kind of an obscure track I just dug out. We're going to play track one after that off your second album, and that's a track called Tierra?
Tejero.
Tejero.
Tejero, yeah, that's the name of the album too. That's the title track, and the whole concept of the album is based on this track.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we'll talk more about it, but first we're going to play Bebeto here on African Rhythms.
Batuque, 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 bate no surdo, como que bate com força, que o truque da solidão vai falhar. Ataca, atraca, cuica, crioulo, que o mundo é tão triste, tão tolo, pra quem não sabe sambar. E abre seu coração para a vida, põe seu cordão na avenida, deixa a tristeza pra lá. E venha, eu peço e não meço esforço, eu quero é festa e alvoroço quando a escola chegar.
Eu quero é ver a morena Maria do Rio se encantado, xingando as cadeiras, contando os babados, tirando o sossego do meu pessoal.
E nesse embalo eu me embarco, me emborco, me entrego à folia. Eu sou desse samba, eu sou da alegria, certeza maior desse carnaval. Batuque, batuque, bate no surdo, como que bate com força, que o truque da solidão vai falhar. Ataca, atraca, cuica, crioulo, que o mundo é tão triste, tão tolo, pra quem não sabe sambar. Abre seu coração para a vida, põe seu cordão na avenida, deixa a tristeza pra lá. E venha, eu peço e não meço esforço, eu quero é festa e alvoroço quando a escola chegar.
Eu quero é ver a morena Maria do Rio encantado, gingando as cadeiras, faltando os babados, tirando o sossego do meu pessoal.
E nesse embalo eu me embarco, me emborco, me entrego à folia. Eu sou desse samba, eu sou da alegria, certeza maior desse carnaval.
A gente acabou de ouvir um disco do Bebeto, do Tamba Trio, e uma faixa bem diferente com o Bebeto cantando aqui. Which number was that track again?
First song,
ok, chama-se Batuque, e engraçado que eu tenho uma música chamada Batuque também, e é um disco não tão conhecido, mas o Bebeto é uma figura carimbada dos trios de jazz no Brasil. E agora a gente vai ouvir a música do meu álbum, a primeira música do disco, chamada Terreiro. Vamos lá.
Sagrado no espaço central, se
afastado, paisagem rural, sons da floresta, do brejo e do salão, chão do terreiro em frente ao casarão. Sem pressa, calor de matar, riso, conversa, trabalho e oração, chão do terreiro em frente ao casarão. Dá pra ouvir as vozes dos antigos moradores, é só parar e prestar atenção. Trazidas no vento, lembranças de um tempo distante, memórias perdidas deste chão.
Indeed, our guest tonight, Alexandre Klinky, and that's from his second album. And he, indeed, for the last 4 years, has lived here in Vancouver, although he's from Brazil. Big up to all our friends over in Brazil. If your mom listening again. Yeah, so that was fantastic. So that's from your album, Alexandre?
Yeah, that's my first full-length album. I had an EP before called Loop Folklorico, where I wasn't singing. So this time, it's a very different album. I'm singing and I'm playing lots of different instruments, percussion and viola, all this. Então, um abraço para todo mundo aí. Essa música Terreiro é uma música que me ajuda a lembrar do tempo que eu estava no Brasil. Aliás, todo esse disco é dedicado ao Brasil, então me ajuda a pelo menos manter internamente o Brasil na minha cabeça, mesmo estando tão longe. Traditional.
You do all your own instruments.
You do
overdub your own.
Exactly. Yeah. So and I was speaking in Portuguese that this record, like, it's a homage to Brazil, and it's a way for me, like, writing the lyrics and singing those songs is a way for me to kind of keep connected to my home country, even though I'm so far away. Like, through music, I kind of can keep connected. So
yeah. Plus, also, it's great for us here in Vancouver to have you here and to teach us about the music. And it's always going to be better to see somebody live than just as great as it is to appreciate all the great music on vinyl and such. To have you here live is fantastic. So you're going to do another track from your album now?
Yeah, I'm going to play live the third track from my album. It's called Estrada de Terra. That's Dirt Road in English. Mm. And this song is about traveling in the countryside of Brazil. and lots of images from the countryside, pretty much. And I actually would like to dedicate the song to my wife, Caroline. She's here in Vancouver with me.
Oh.
And the album is dedicated to her, and I think this track is really special for both of us because she was my traveling companion lots of times, so that's for her to remember our trips in Brazil.
You had a lot of time to get to know each other, and you ended up marrying each other. Wow. That's fantastic. Oh, great. Well, right here on African Rhythms, live in the studio up here at UBC in the University of British Columbia, this is Alexandre Klinke.
Estrada de terra, longe da cidade, o contorno da serra, os bois, cupinzeiros aos montes, paisagem mutante, o carro avança pelo interior. Estamos em silêncio, aproveitando o momento, vendo tudo passar, o movimento, o pasto, o vento, a terra, o cheiro do mato, nuvens serenas no alto, o calor da manhã. Cerca de arame passando como uma animação, uma igreja, uma vila e de novo vazio. Cuidado na curva, uma cruz, ponte velha sobre o rio. Estiagem braba, capim seco na beira da estrada, buraqueira danada, vai devagar, que não temos pressa de chegar. Vaqueiro acena, bom dia. Ao longe se vê a chuva escura no horizonte, mas aqui tá sol. Cidadezinha no vale, chegamos ao nosso destino, mas me dá uma vontade de continuar na estrada, subindo pro norte, pra dentro, pro sertão, pro coração do Brasil.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Andar por aí, noite febril, mente a vagar, brisa do mar, longe daqui, escuridão. Inexistente com tanta luz, o céu cor de laranja na Santa Cruz, noite febril, mente a vagar.
brisa do mar longe daqui. Brisa do mar longe daqui, brisa do mar longe daqui, brisa do mar longe daqui.
African Rhythm CITR, it's the all Brazilian edition tonight, and Alexandre Klinke has been coming through this with the live goods. Thank you. And I thought Luis Bonfa would compliment your guitar playing and singing just that little bit.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that was a really, really good.
Yeah,
it is a really good track. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic, and we'll certainly have to explore him more on future shows. I mean, we've got so much more to offer the people, really, Alexandre. I mean, there's so much Brazilian music still we want to expose people to, and it's great. You're on a journey, and you're now covering songs. You're now on this show. Next, we're going to do Marcus Valle and Arthur Varakai. So I'm honored to in whatever way that I can be inspiring to you is meaningful to me. You know, it's great. You know, when I've DJed over the years for Brazilians, or on several occasions, I've done that with Sambadaram and Brugera. So big up to them for giving me that opportunity. And it is always difficult because I really should learn how to speak Portuguese. that would be very helpful.
You're going to pick up the pronunciation. Yeah. The more you hear, I guess.
Yeah, right? I definitely know words, you know, the certain words, course, that, yeah, you know.
But I got to say that I don't know you for a long time, but like all the times we got together and we're listening to music, I did like learn a couple of artists and tracks that I didn't know of, just because I'm Brazilian. So that like that exchange of information is pretty cool. And the fact that I'm here in Vancouver and I don't hear a lot of Brazilian music here is
not enough.
Pretty good to
especially on the radio.
Exactly. Yeah. It's good to have that interchange.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'd like to see great talents like you, you know, who are here and who have something to offer, but. It's a compliment to me. I could turn you on to anything because you are more learned about Brazilian history than the average Brazilian I've spoken to. You know, you've got a deeper kind of an understanding. But yeah, Marcus Valle, you know, he's somebody I've been into for a number of years, being that he's very big in England and Europe, Japan, and those are places, well, I'm from England, so those are places I've been able to learn about somebody such as Marcus Valle. That's great. So what is this song that you're going to do?
I'm going to play Terra de Ninguém. That's kind of a transition track in his career. It was like, because he started as a bossa nova composer with his brother,
Cricket Sanfran Maria and whatever have you.
Exactly.
Oh, his brother's Paulo Sérgio?
Yeah, Paul, like, so him, like Marcus Valle and Paulo Sérgio, they were composing most of the songs together, right? Like,
I see.
Paulo Sérgio was writing the lyrics. So this is a song written by both of them, but it's kind of a transition thing, and it was written when the military dictatorship was really bad in Brazil in 1968.
Right.
And after that, like in the 70s, he completely changed his style. He was doing more kind of progressive rock or
funk. He did soundtracks.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's very versatile.
Yeah. Totally, yeah.
And he's quite an arranger, isn't he?
He's really good.
He's known as being a consummate kind of arranger.
Yeah, you know? he worked a lot for TV and as a composer, so... at the same time that he was composing stuff for TV and he was composing a song like that, Terra de Ninguém, which speaks about like land reform and the question of ownership of land. So he was he's not so known as a political musician, but he does, like him and Paulo Sérgio, they wrote a lot of songs that are completely anti-establishment. So.
Wow, that's a good insight. Fantastic. All right, well. Here he is, once again, Alexandre Klinke, live on African Rhythms.
Segue nessa marcha triste, seu caminho aflito, leva só saudade e a injustiça que só lhe foi feita desde que nasceu, pelo mundo inteiro que nada lhe deu.
ABC Short Film Makers, this 4th annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is now accepting entries until August 1st, so get those cameras rolling. The student recent grads and professional filmmakers can submit films and videos, and remember, the shorter the better. Last year 29 short films were screened, and over $15,000 in prize we were awarded to BC filmmakers. For entering rules and submit online, please visit the Vancouver Short Film Festival at bsff.com.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
You gotta wait until I cook it. You gotta wait until I cook it. You gotta wait, wait, wait till I put it on your plate. You gotta wait until I cook it.
Calling all foodies, don't miss Eat Vancouver Food and Cooking Festival taking place on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th at BC Place Stadium, Vancouver, BC. For more festival details, visit eat-vancouver.com. Purchase your tickets online and save.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Mas um dia vai chegar que o mundo vai saber. Não se vive sem se dar. Quem trabalha é que tem direito de viver, pois a terra é de ninguém. Araiara.
Thank you.
Se você quer grito, tem. Se quiser rio, tem. E se quiser também, até cabana tem. Uma lareira tem, um violão também, um passarinho tem. Mas se você quiser morar na praia, vem. Um automóvel tem, cabeleireiro tem, e vira gente. Tem Copacabana tem, Piriba à noite tem. E quando a lua vem, já tá no iate.
Eu faço o que você quiser. Se você for minha até morrer, mulher.
Se você quer grilo, tem. Se quiser rio, tem. Se quiser também, até cabana tem. Uma lareira tem, um violão também, um passarinho tem. Mas se você quiser morar na praia, vem. Um automóvel tem, cabeleireiro tem, e vira gente. Vem Copacabana tem, Piriba noite tem. E quando a lua vem, jantar no iate
tem. Eu faço o que você quiser. Se você
você for minha até morrer, mulher. Se você quer grilo, tem. Se quiser rio, tem. E se quiser também cabana, tem uma lareira, tem um violão também, um passarinho tem. Mas se você quiser morar na praia, vem com autômago, tem cabeleireiro, tem e vira gente. Vem Copacabana, tem piriba, noite tem. E quando a lua vem, janta a mulher de bem. Se quiser rio tem, e se quiser também até cabana, tem uma lareira, tem um violão também, um passarinho tem. Mas se você quiser morar na praia, tem um automóvel, tem cabeleireiro, tem e vira gente. Copacabana tem, piriba noite tem, e quando a lua vem.
And what a fantastic song. That's the psychedelic early 70s version of Cricket's Sing for Anna Maria, after we heard that phenomenal track from Marcos Valle. What was it called again?
Terra de Ninguém.
Yeah, no, that was a fantastic version. I'm very impressed.
Thank you, yeah.
In the background, we're listening to Luis Bamfa once again here. Of course, we're on African Rhythms on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. But luckily, Light in the Attic Records out of Seattle have been reissuing some of Marcos Valle's albums, so it's looking like there's a surge of new interest in Marcos Valle internationally.
They're reissuing these albums and giving him the opportunity to show like his not so well works, like the albums from the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, some of those are quite rare. I mean, I think for a beat up copy, I parted with about 60 to 75 bucks for of this blue covered swimming pool covered one, you know, which we'll get into in future shows. I mean, we're definitely going to do a Brazilian funk show. I thought would be kind of fun sometime. Next, we're going to do a special song, and that's the final track that I played on our first show together back in November or 2012. And that was Arthur Verekai, sort of a lesser known but fantastic Brazilian singer.
Exactly, yeah. And he's also one of those that not very well known, but now after a lot of artists started to sample his music, he became famous. I mean, he's being rediscovered too, so it's pretty cool. This song, Caboclo, is a really great track.
All right, well, without further ado, once again, here is Alexandre Klinke doing a track from Arthur Verekai here on African Rhythms.
Caboclo, quando sai, acorda o sol pela manhã. Planta algodão, planta nuvens pelo chão. À noite, quando volta, traz estrelas num bornal. Cofres do sertão que semeiam no quintal. Descendo do horizonte, ele tira seu chapéu, olhando um olho d'água que cuspia para o céu. Deitado na paisagem, na folhagem enrolou, pés de uma manhã, passeando pela luz. O vento no seu rosto sopra leve, tira o sol, como tira o pó de um velho paletó. E pondo os pés na lama, seu sapato feito só de barro pra ser gasto,
quando então pisar na grama.
One thing's for sure, when it comes to Azimuth, they knew the how to have fun and be great musicians.
Yeah, great track.
Wow, yeah.
Also crazy breaks there.
Yeah, very funky. Jose Roberto Bertrami, no longer with us, the lead vocalist. Wow. And what else does he play here?
Let's see. So he's playing keyboards and singing.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. Also, he's the keyboard player too. Yeah, no, great stuff. And wow, just what a version. Alexandre of the Arthur Burakai. Like, thank oh my you. God, that was just incredible. Awesome. Like, I so loved that.
Cool.
Yeah, that was incredible. What a great show. Like, I think every time we're going to do a show, we're just going to get better and better at deducing the important tracks and bringing you along as an artist. You know, for you to cover two tracks like that, Marcus Valley and Arthur Burakai, like, all I can say is my international listeners are going to be freaking out.
Awesome.
It was great.
that's good to hear.
Yeah. All right. Well, so for our final track, we've managed to, even though he's been playing practically all night, we've managed to convince him to do one last final track here on African Rhythms. So thanks again for coming.
Thank
yes,
you,
in the next few weeks. So we're going to be back with a third Brazilian show. And we're going to come up with another theme, probably going to go for some of that Brazilian funk next time. So we hope to win you over to be doing couple more cover versions in the future, because wow, if that's how well you can cover legendary Brazilian tracks, we need more.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, I'm David Love Jones. This is Alexandre Klinke. Any last minute shout outs?
Um abraço para todo mundo no Brasil, minha família, meus amigos que estão ali, meus amigos que estão aqui em Vancouver. Um beijo muito grande para Carol, minha esposa que está aqui comigo, enfrentando frio aqui no Canadá. And also a big hug to all my Canadian friends, because I managed to find a lot of good people here, and I do have like a small community of very good friends here, and that's important for me being away from home too.
Absolutely.
To make this place my second home.
We've got to build your community, and we've got to get you some more gigs, absolutely. So I'm David Love Jones. We're going to go out with Alexandre Klinke live. And what's the final track you're going to play?
This track's called Quebrado, Broken. And this is quite a different track from the album. The original track, if you go and listen, there's a lot of different instruments. There's piano and electronics. It's a pretty busy track, but then I managed to do like this very raw arrangement for the guitar and voice. So let's see how that
fantastic.
Goes.
Fantastic. Super excited. I'm David Love Jones, going out for another African Rhythms, the All-Brazilian Show. Here is Alexandre Klinke live. Peace and love.
Coração na mão, copo de etanol. Brilho do farol, escuro céu, estrela do mar, ressecando ao sol.